Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back again to our two Sons of Liberty Media.com. Thank you for making us the number one and the number two show. Me and Alex are always battling for the front, I guess. But that's you that's doing that, friends, and we appreciate it. It's interesting. I was over at Salem Communications in Minneapolis, Chicago, and D.C. for 13 years, and it was always Alex Jones and Bradley Dean. What's the deal? I think they enjoy the information, but I think that they want the backbone, the Word of God, concerning everything that's being talked about here. So I don't know if I should look at that as a compliment or some sort of denunciation concerning my character. I don't know. But to me, I want to tell you thank you to your credit. Thank you for making us the number one and number two show across the United States, as well as broadcasting into 53 countries. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. We're talking about manufacturing war, overthrowing the republic. And friends, if we don't get this right and we throw the corrupt overboard, what's going to happen is we're all going to sink with the ship. And they've been trying to do what they're doing today, decade after decade. Things aren't getting better. They're getting worse. And the Lord promised that he would turn that country into hell that forgets him. Period. Psalm 9:17. Read it when you get a moment. I'm not giving you my opinion. I'm giving you the Lord's word, okay? Which shall not return null or void. Isaiah 55. We just had a caller from Colorado call in, Bob, and he asked me, could you just basically tell me what Matthew 10, 34, and I believe he said through 39. If he said 34 to 36, that's fine. I'll go there, but I'll go to 39. Jesus said, think not that I've come to send peace on earth. Folks, you tell the modern professed Christian this right there, they're going to think that you are a devil straight from hell. And it shows you how biblically illiterate these people have become. It says, Jesus said it out of his own mouth, incarnate, okay, in the flesh. 10:34 Matthew, think not that I come to send peace on earth. I come not to send peace, but a sword. Okay, I'm going to stop right there. I want to go over to a guy named John G. Lake, who said Christianity did not go into the world apologizing. It went to slay the powers of darkness and undo the works of the devil, and it lived in holy triumph. Great interpretation. Great commentary. Great exposition in that little nutshell right there in that statement, right? Ian Baum said, Christianity is a battle waged against invisible foes who are always alert and ever seeking to entrap, deceive, and ruin the souls of men. He said, the Christian life is no picnic or excursion. It's not the entertainment or a pleasure trip. It involves effort, wrestling, and struggling. Acts 14:22. It demands putting forth the full energy of your spirit in order to frustrate the foe and be in the end more than a conqueror. Romans 8:37. It's not a flower-strewn path, no rose-scented affair. From start to finish, it is a spiritual warfare. It is a battle, not a game. From the moment they draw their spiritual swords, Christian warriors are compelled to endure hardness, which is found in 2 Timothy 2:3, as good soldiers of Jesus Christ. Oh, I never heard that before. No, I know you haven't. Because they're not going to preach on something that they're not practicing. See, that's why so many professed Christians read fictitious books. Because it's fictitious to the hireling that they're listening to. That's why. What a misconception many people have of the Christian life, said Ian Bounds. How little the average church members appear to know of the character of the conflict and its demands upon them. How ignorant they seem to be of the enemies they must encounter. If they are to serve God faithfully, thank you, Lord, succeeding, getting to heaven, and receive the crown of life, Matthew 7:13. They scarcely seem to realize that the world, the flesh, and the devil will oppose their onward march and will totally defeat them unless they give themselves to constant vigilance and unceasing prayer, Revelation 12:17. And it is just at that point I mean to highlight, said Ian Bounds, that the professed church and its greatest effects, there's little to nothing of the soldier elements in it. The discipline, self-denial, spirit of hardship and determination that belong to the military life and are so prominent in it are lacking in Christianity today. Ian Bounds ends with, the Christian life is warfare from the beginning to the very end. Matthew 10:34. Wow. Then he said in verse 35, I am to come to set a man at variance against his father, and the daughter against her mother, and the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. And a man's foes shall be they of his own household. Folks, there's those that are born of the Spirit, and there's those that are born of the flesh. And those that are born of the flesh are going to persecute those that are born of the Spirit. Period. I remember when I first got saved. When I was doing everything that I shouldn't have been doing, everybody seemed to be okay with it. And everybody called themselves Christians, by the way. And until I read the Word of God for myself to know what it said, and I began to adhere to the Christ rather than what man's interpretation is according to their fallen carnal nature and their reprobate state, all of a sudden my mom calls me and says, the family wants to know what's wrong with you. And I said to my mother, what's wrong with me? You mean what's right with me, Mom? Let's go to the Word. That was the end of the conversation. Okay? A man's foes shall be they of his own household. Bob in Colorado. Number 37. He that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he that loveth son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. What is he saying? Your love to Christ should be equivalent to a hate to those that are in your family. In other words, you love Jesus Christ more than anything in anyone. Am I telling you to hate your... Am I telling you to hate them? No, that's not what he's saying, friends. It's metaphorical as to what he's saying. Me first in everything. Thou shalt have no other gods before me means just that. I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father. Jesus said, straight and narrow and difficult is the way. He said that we must work out our own salvation with fear and trembling. That requires all of our time. That requires all of our heart, mind, soul, and strength. Remember Matthew 6:33, where it says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then all these things will be added unto you? Yep, that's right. Where your treasure is, there will you be. There will your heart be also. Where's your treasure? Everything should belong to him, not in part, but in whole. Read Jeremiah 29:11-13. Hey, folks, even in my own personal life, you know, I've heard people compartmentalize. Well, you know, Bradley, it's like this. I love God first, and then I love my wife, and then I love my children, and then ministry. You're right in the first one. You're wrong on the second one. You're wrong on the third one, and you're wrong on the fourth one. If you serve the Lord with your whole heart, mind, soul, and strength, and your family members are on board, guess what? They're going to love him the same way that I love him. And that's going to be with our whole heart, mind, soul, and strength. And it's going to be lacking nothing. The Lord has our whole heart, mind, soul, and strength. We're consecrated to him wholly. And whatever he adds unto us, friends, that will take on secondary to him. And he that taketh not his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. There it is, Bob. I hope it's satisfactory.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, friends, I love it when you make it your show. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, check us out online, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the right side of the page with the 15 articles posted, 13 to 15 every day. Go to the right side of the page. Click us onto YouTube. Join us on live chat, friends. I'm paying attention to the interaction constantly, and I love when you call in, friends. Pro or con, it matters not. As well, you can go to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com. Click onto us. We're on the front page right up on the top left there. And join us on live chat once again. Folks, we're talking about manufacturing war, overthrowing the republic. Metaphorically, if the boat sinks, America, we're all going to sink with it. People need to understand that. I know that the bad guys think that they're having their way. They're not having their way. They're being used by God to chastise or judge a disobedient people. And when he's done, he judges them as well. Look at history, right? I want to go back to this quote really quick by the SS Nazi war sodomite criminal Hermann Göring. And I want you to listen carefully as to what he said in the 20s and the 30s. Naturally, the common people don't want war. Of course they don't. Neither in, and by the way, if what you're seeing today, now think with me. What you're seeing today is a perfect exhibition of what your government is not doing. The purpose of government is to do what? To maintain order, okay? What's the purpose of government? Condemning the wicked and justifying the righteous. Are you seeing any of that? No, just the exact opposite. Because of what they are feeding on concerning the Saul Alinsky rules for radicals. This is a fact, okay? What's the other purpose of government? To restrain men from sin. Are you seeing that? No, you're seeing just the exact opposite. That's why you have war in the streets. Folks, communists want peace at the end of their totalitarian man-made law. That's what they want. And that's what they're trying to create. They want God out of the equation. They're scared to death, friends, of real Christians that are called to be witnesses of the resurrection, because they know that if you knew the difference, it would be all over for them and their unjust cause. Okay? I don't know why they want to dare the justice of God, but they do. Okay? And I bet you if they would listen to the voices of those that tried the same thing, that are now burning for eternity, they would probably think 10 times before thinking what they were doing was the right thing. There's a way that seems right, but the end are the ways of death. And that's exactly it. Hermann Göring. Naturally, the common people don't want war, neither in Russia, nor in England, nor in America, nor, for that matter, in Germany. That's understood, he said. But after all, it is the leaders of the country who determine the policy, and it's always a simple matter to drag the people along, no matter what form of government, democracy, fascist, dictatorship, parliaments, communist dictatorship. He said, voice or no, the people can always be brought to the bidding of the leaders. He said, that's easy. All you have to do is tell them that they're being attacked and announce the pacifists for lack of patriotism and exposing the country to danger. It works the same way in any country. Is this what we're seeing today? Yeah, it is. Here's the art of what we do here, okay? Writers, radio show hosts. If you want to bring about resolve, my objective is to work myself out of a job. And the way that I do that is I give you answers. The resolve that you claim that you want. If I don't, I appease sponsors. I don't have those. That's not who we are. We're not in it to serve our golden calf. We're doing this because we serve God and we are preaching to the world that claims they want the answers. That's why we're the number one and number two show, by the way. But what I want you to pay attention to, friends, is this. What I said during the first hour to Tim Brown is the Saul Alinsky tactic. Always pay attention to that because it's on full display today in real time and causing the enemies to believe that they're a lot more than there really is. That's definitely, by the way, again, any dictatorship of the past, you ask them what was behind the dictators, they said nothing but propaganda. It's all predicated on a lie. Okay? Always polarizing and demonizing the good people from standing up. Nope. Push fear, oppression, to paralyze them, to get them to the point where they just throw their hands up in the air and say they can't do anything. I've talked about that a million times. But I want to say this. If through the Saul Alinsky tactic, and even today, this is encouraging, even today, what we're seeing in this country, what we're seeing on a global basis, if it was true as to where they want us to believe that they are, then I have a question for you. Why is it that we, all of us, on the globe, mankind, why is it that we still have the freedom to do the right thing if it was all over with? Can anybody answer that? I would love for someone to answer that. 1-866-582-9933. This is all, no matter how gloomy and doomy it looks out there, this is what always comes through this boy's heart. There's always hope. Why? Because my hope, the sap from the tree goes into the branches, right? And as long as I'm engrafted into that tree, I'm going to receive the sap. Where's my hope found? In Christ. Who's the author and the finisher of my faith? Christ. Hebrews 12:2. The list goes on, right? Now, I know that there's a lot of people that have just they've thrown their hands up in there and they're, boy, Bradley, I'm so down and I'm so out. What are you feeding on, number one? Number two is this, and I deal with this all week too, by the way. Feed on the Word, you're going to overcome, okay? Just like Aaron a bobber, you can pull it under the water all you want concerning circumstance, metaphorically, in a parable. The more you pull it down, the more that bobber is going to shoot back up and it's going to overcome, right? I want to say this, though. What I want you to hear and what I want to know, and I want people to understand, that when you're at the end of your rope, just tie a knot and hang on. And I know that we've heard from the Romans that, and this is a fact, that there's no worse death than the end of hope. It's true, and I know that we're teeter-tottering on this. But again, I got to say this, friends. If we were where they wanted us to believe that we were, then why is it that we still have the freedom today to do the right thing? Why is it that they are still lying to us if they had us where they wanted us? I want to tell you why. Because my Father is a merciful Father. And you know what? In spite of me, in spite of you, He's not going to deny Himself. He's still merciful. And we can still hear and see today that we still have the ability and strength. And the same God that that birthed this nation amongst us today to do the right things. We're not, America, let me say this, we're not where they want us to be. It's not over. The fat lady hasn't sang. If she has, I haven't heard her. And it must be this eternal righteousness within me that just keeps plowing along. And Jesus said to who he takes up his plow and looks back is not fit for the kingdom of God. Oh, how many times I want to turn around and look back. But my heart says, nope, keep your eyes fixed and keep moving forward with your hands on the plow. We plow, Scripture tells us, in hope. Friends, the people that are telling you there's no hope left are the ones that are lying to you. See, the death knell, the post and the sign that hangs over the top of hell's gates is there's no hope. It's over. No. Wait a second. Choose this day as to whom you're going to serve. Today is the day of salvation, not tomorrow. Bradley, what keeps you moving? Why are you so lit all the time? It is not natural in any sense of the word. Ask my family. Matter of fact, ask me and I'll tell you. I'm like living, my life is a tornado, man. Woo! But there's so much life in Christ. As He is, so are we. Right? 1 John. Bible talks about how we love His appearing. Yes, we love His appearing. What does He do when He appears? He manifests Himself to destroy the works of those that are lying to you. Okay? Upon repentance. Amen? We still have the freedom to do the right thing. America, let me say it again. If I could sing, I would. I'm a drummer. I can't sing. And if I did, you'd never listen to me again. And that's being... Well, truth be told, that's a fact. We still have the hope. We still have the freedom to do the right thing.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FRONTSIGHT.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The U.S. USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The city of Houston opened to 75% capacity, but it might not last long as officials are cautioning they may need to order people back home and open a COVID-19 hospital at NRG Stadium, a football complex, as the coronavirus cases surge in the nation's fourth largest city. Here's Lena Hidalgo, the Harris County judge, who is the top official for the county's 5 million residents.
We've had the highest hospitalization number. It's only grown from there. The numbers we're seeing are very significant.
I'm growing increasingly concerned that we may be approaching the precipice of a disaster.
At least 18 states have seen a spike in hospitalization since Memorial Day. In Texas alone, more than 84,000 people have been sickened by the virus, and there have been 1,950 deaths, according to Johns Hopkins University. More than 55,000 have recovered. This is USA Radio News. The 75-year-old man who was shoved to the ground by police at a protest in Buffalo, New York, has suffered a brain injury and is facing a new normal, according to his attorney. The video of social justice activist Martin Gugino being pushed at a protest June 4th outside City Hall became one of the most viewed examples of police violence sparked by the death of George Floyd. Gugino has been hospitalized since the incident, which led to charges of second-degree assault and suspension without pay for Buffalo officers Robert McCade and Aaron Torogalski. Both officers have pleaded not guilty. North Korea said it's pulling away from its relationship with the United States 2 years after a historic handshake between President Donald Trump and the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un in Singapore, saying there have been no actual improvements in ties. Never again will we provide the U.S. chief executive with another package to be used for achievements without receiving any returns, according to North Korea's foreign minister. This is USA Radio News.
Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Yes, it does. We're talking about manufacturing war, overthrowing the Republic. Metaphorically, if the boat sinks, America, we all sink with it. Okay? Now listen, out of gratitude, I was just talking about hope. By the way, go over to Romans 15:13. Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing. Okay? That you may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Okay? I want to finish off that point that we still have the freedom to do the right thing. Okay? Regardless of what we're told. I want to go to the next point, and I want you to listen to this. The narrative that's continuously pushed on the people is always this. I want you to think about this. I want you to think about the fact that there's 1.7% of the population that's being used to overthrow our Christian constitutional heritage and 330 million people. Okay? And by the way, this is a perfect sign of judgment. When our republic was established through our forefathers, through the revolution, 13 colonies, 56 signers, and less than 3% of the population was used to bless us as a people. And it's interesting that President George Washington actually started this whole history of process being repeated over and over by president after president. For example, those that serve we the people, they put their hand on the Bible, right? Well, George Washington actually opened the book to Deuteronomy 28, the blessings and the cursings. And notice again, there's 15 blessings and 55 curses, right? He kissed Deuteronomy 28. publicly during his inauguration. So the blessings and the curses are there. But again, what I want you to pay attention to is the fact that when we were under God's blessing, God used a small portion to establish what we have today. Under his judgments, we're being judged by a small portion because we're believing the lie rather than the truth. Period. Right? God's not a man that he should lie. The narrative is this. Again, listen carefully. The narrative that's being pushed on you all day long is this. Tell me if I'm crazy. No, don't tell me if I'm crazy. Yeah, tell me if I'm crazy. 1-866-582-9933. Still waiting for you to call. Love having you call. Pro or con. 1-866-582-9933. Hey, folks, listen carefully. The narrative that's always pushed on you in this country is always aimed at corruptions, political opposition. That's the good guys. The narrative that's always pushed on you is how strong the left is, as if to suggest there's a left. And when making reference to the left, we know that they're criminals. Why is the narrative always pushed at blowing up the narrative of the small population in this country? Because they're attempting to dominate. Notice how they're always pushing the strength concerning their narrative of the left. Again, as if to suggest that there is a left, there isn't. And their narrative is also to show you how weak and impotent the right is. Have you paid attention to that? I mean, it's as plain as the nose on your face. That's why I'm going over this slowly, is because how often, friends? It's like you get on an airplane, or you're on a train, or you're on a bus, or you're traveling across beautiful country. And you just keep your eyes forward. And you don't pay attention to all the details on the way from point A to point B concerning your destination. You missed everything on the way there. Well, folks, we're inundated so much that oftentimes it's good for us to just look to the right and to the left concerning all of the details and how the game is being played out. Because the narrative is being pushed on you to suggest that the left is so strong that the right, there's nothing you can do about it. And I know that people in this country, they put their trust in the government. And by the way, for the record, just so you know, you have every right in the world to believe what your representatives say. Because they promised to do so. But we have found over and over and over again that that is just not the case in this country. Patrick Henry. Henry, this comes to my aid right now. Had said, I'm pulling it up right now, just came to me right now, Patrick Henry Jewell, and he talked about how we're to suspect everyone. He said this, he said, Patrick Henry, son of liberty, he said, guard with jealousy and with jealous attention to the public liberty, suspect everyone who approaches that jewel, a position of representation. That's how we're supposed to look at them. We're supposed to suspect every one of them. That's exactly right. Now, going back to this point, it's interesting how the narrative to the mainstream media is, look at how strong the left is, and look at how impotent the right is. Then you're led to believe that the right is in power, right? Show of hands. Yep. You're led to believe that the right is in power just like you are today. Now, I want to say this because we just heard it a couple minutes ago. All the bad things happening in this country. America, are you sick and tired of this current administration that promised to bring in the rule of law? He promised, I just watched video of it this morning, he promised to drain the swamp, to prosecute political politicians. 5 years later, how many has he prosecuted? Not a one. Are you sick and tired of him doing nothing more than him browbeating, name-calling his political opposition rather than to enforce the law to prosecute them? Well, this is how the game's played out, and it shows you that they're, both sides of the unconstitutional party are working for the same special interest groups because they fail to prosecute the bad guys. That's just a fact. Read Proverbs 28. but you're led to believe that the right is in power, and yet they do very little to nothing when it comes to the crimes of the left, the lawless, not realizing, as I just said, that they are both on the same evil side, which continually lead through opposition. And this is the narrative that the conservatives and the professed church today is leading more than anybody else. Not realizing that they're both on the same side while continually leading through opposition that they are responsible for creating. This is what Americans have failed at this point to learn. Read Proverbs 7:2, Hosea 4:6. Again, for the record, in this country, we're ruled by God under His law, not by unconstitutional party systems. Exodus 20, Article 4, Section 4. How is it that the American people can identify each and every one of those who are responsible for what is taking place in this country today and yet have somehow convinced themselves that it is all taking place in a third world country? Like, for example, rioting, looting, murder, theft, corruption, and the such. I think the greatest example of what I'm talking about right now is when your government, your said representatives, again, I'm talking about corruption, but your said representatives over and over and over again are busted in, folks, scandal after scandal after scandal after scandal. And Americans don't, 11% approval rating, friends. The government's not trusted by 89% of the American people, yet when the government, the same representatives come about and say, we got to get rid of that dictator in that third world country, we have to get rid of that dictator in that third world country, they just follow in pursuit. Are you kidding me? The guy doesn't know how to tell you the truth, but now he's telling you the truth. Can I stop right there? This is talk radio. This is what we do. Yesterday, concerning the coronavirus, and I told you, friends, what's going to happen here. It's exactly what they're doing. There's a timeout when they want to blow up. They're manufactured riots, lootings, so on and so forth. And you didn't hear a peep about the coronavirus. Now all of a sudden that fades away. Now all of a sudden here comes the coronavirus again. You need to understand those that are pushing their narrative are showing their allegiance to the New World Order. You need to understand that they're showing their allegiance to special interest groups, to those that they have sold their souls for. You need to understand that that is factual information, and you know it to be true. Yesterday, I walked into the post office, and there was a woman in the post office with a mask on. And I'll tell you what, it just gets my dander up instantaneously. Because what they don't realize is they're feeding tyranny. They're adding strength to those that mean to oppress them, to enslave them and their children. To those that want to depopulate the world, like that of Bill Gates. I didn't say it, he did. And as I walked in, she's by the front door and they have these little markers, you know, they're 6 feet apart. Markers, and I walked in, and she turns around, acting erratic, like she was on dope or something, like she was tweaking on meth. That's what she was acting like. And she kept waving her arms at me like, stay back, stay back, stay back. And I wasn't in the mood for it. And I told her, lady, you need to shut your TV off. That's what TV's designed to do, to make a bunch of nomads. A bunch of mindless zombies, robots to do what you're commanded and programmed to do. And boy, oh boy, did I have a perfect candidate. I want to tell you something too, friends. These people are dangerous because these are the ones that the government needs to snitch on people, for the record. And they're just the ones to do it. And they're the older generation that are going along with this, friends. And what's interesting is they're trying to justify what they've left off long ago. And justifying a government that their kids don't trust. What a sad legacy, man. So no more than I told her to shut her TV off. She walks inside. A person walks out. And I walk right in behind her. And as I walked in behind her, I looked at the guy behind the counter. And he said, Bradley, how are you? Haven't seen you in a couple days. I said, no, I just got back from South Dakota where the people were normal. And she took that as a cut because, of course, that's where my sword was going. I'm going to come right back to this in just a moment. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 1-866-582-9933.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello everyone, this is documentary filmmaker Tom Dunn from ThroughTheBlack.com. If you are looking for a clear and logical take on what's going on in government and are tired of shows that are run by hidden agendas and lack of common sense, then check out Sons of Liberty Radio with Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Okay, so I'm inside of the post office, and as I walk in the post office, I have some lady acting like she was tweaking out on meth. I'm not kidding you, friends. Putting her arms like, stay back, stay back. And I was like probably 8 feet away right when I walked in. I just no more than walked in, and the offense began, and I'm talking about how she was offending me. And I told her just instantaneously, I wasn't in the mood for it. I said, lady, you need to shut your tell-lie vision off. Right, Jennifer? Tell-lie vision. That's about it. Television, right? And Proverbs, 2 Corinthians 6:17, read it to the end of the chapter. Come out from among them, be separate, touch not the unclean thing, and then go to James 4:4-2 when you get a moment. But what's interesting is she walked in, and I walked in right behind her. And the guy behind the counter said, hey, Bradley, haven't seen you in a couple days. I said, no, I was in South Dakota hanging out with normal people. I went down there to get a little normalcy in my life. And, of course, she took that as a cut right when she started talking about all these people dying. And I told her, you might want to get your facts straight. Because the only one pushing those line numbers and manufacturing those line numbers are those that have to profit from it. And they're profiting from your ignorance and your stupidities. Folks, we need to put a stop to all of this. Quit pretending with these people. Because they're not pretending. They mean what they say. The fact of the matter is, their end is going to bring about death because the end of sin is death. Romans 6:23. Now, I need to get through some of this stuff because I got a couple things I need to cover here, or people I need to give some airtime to. I just talked about, we see the country, the riots, the looting, the murder, the theft, the corruption, and the such. We know their names, the George Soroses, the Bill Gates, Mark Zuckerberg, you know, Planned Parenthood, the ACLU, the president, the senators, the congressmen, the governors, the mayors, and everybody the American people want to blame for what it is that they allow. Boy, it really needs to be aim small, miss small in this particular situation. Now, true it is that there's no more obvious responsible parties to the warfare that is continually being inundated upon the American people than by corrupt politicians and the mainstream media. But who tolerates them? However, let me ask you, what is it that the American people fail to bring when it comes to resolve that they claim that they want to bring about? Justice upon the corrupt, Isaiah 26:9. We the people are the government, and if we the people don't get this right before God, Acts 20 verse 21, and understanding that we are self-destructing, we are, our sin is finding us out, Numbers 32, 23, and that we are doing this to ourselves by allowing this country to be turned into a living hell because God promised he would do so, Psalm 9:17, then we're going to be destroyed. And we can blame nobody for what we allow. All right? Let me give you a quick example of what's taking place in here in America to that of Mao Zedong. I've watched this documentary. Folks, I have literally... how many documentaries do you think we have?
Hundreds.
Literally. I mean, I love documentaries. You've got to be careful of some of them, too, by the way. But with that said, going back to Mao Zedong, in parallel to what's happening in America today, there was 1.4 billion people in the Republic of China, in which Mao Zedong countered that form of government. He inundated the younger generation by teaching them that they were a democracy to upend the republic. See, now the presupposition in this country is that God is, and it's predicated upon his law called common law. Okay? What have you been told by administration after administration? By the way, Donald Trump calls our form of government a purified democracy. Article 4, Section 4 tells us we're a constitutional republic. Why would he tell you that, friends? Because he knows that's how you bring about change. Now, at length, Mao Zedong used the younger to throw off the older through continual warfare waged upon the older, hello, to establish a new form of government, just the same way that you're seeing here in America today. You've seen it clear as day under Barack Hussein Obama. See, but what you need to understand, friends, is what you're seeing today is an admixture of Adolf Hitler, Joseph Stalin, Mao Zedong, which only shows you that there's nothing new under the sun, Ecclesiastes 1:9, and that they're all born of the same father, the devil, who comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And just think about it. They live their lives with a smile on their face. I don't know how they do that. Whoa. Have you paid attention to what your end is? Mine may be temporal, but yours is eternal. Whoa. Continual warfare, propaganda, brutal force, totalitarian actions to what? Overthrow. Sound familiar? You're seeing it in real time today. So in conclusion, okay, there are 300 million people, 330 million people in this country that are literally allowing less than 1.7% of the corrupt, Amos 3:3, 2 Corinthians 6:14, of the corrupt population to destroy the rest of us. Do the math. In this country, we're all on the same boat, and if that boat sinks, we all sink. It's better to throw the corrupt overboard than to have them sink the whole boat. What do you think?
You know, it's interesting because during the show, you've been talking a lot about there being hope, and many people are filled with hopelessness and a lot of fear, and we have to know, like you said, what are you feeding on? Are you feeding on the mainstream media, or are you in the Word? Because when you're in the Word, you're going to be grounded, and you're going to have hope because Christ is our only hope. And I was actually just kind of opening up this book by George Washington with little quotations that he had.
What are you smiling about? Is it your birthday or something? Oh, you know
I'm
what? It was
happy.
Your birthday.
Hey, speaking of birthdays, you
my
have a birthday,
birthday
tomorrow.
Girl. Yeah, Flag Day, that's right.
That's right. Your birthday is tomorrow, so
that's
happy
right.
birthday, Bradley.
Thank you. I'll be 32.
Okay, so I open up this book by George Washington, and this is what he said. He said, "We must never despair. Our situation has been compromising before, and it changed for the better. So I trust it will again. If difficulties arise, we must put forth new exertion and proportion our efforts to the exigencies of the times. So, you know, when a lot of people think, oh, this is the end and they're hopeless. You know, during the founding of our country, during the Revolutionary War, they could have thought the same thing.
Oh, you know
it
did.
They were overpowered by, you know, King George and about all the things that they endured and that they faced. And it was looking like, okay, this was not going to be a victory situation. But look at where we are today because these men did not give up.
That's right.
Look at World War II. People could have thought, oh, it was the end of the world. The whole world's at war. There's no way we're going to go back to normal. What are we going to do? We had the greatest generation rise up. We had many, many women back at home praying and lifting up to God and pressing through so we would have that victory. People don't really understand it, but the churches were flooded with people
praying for victory. Yeah, during World War II is what you're talking
about. Exactly, during World War II. So here we are today. We find ourselves in a position that a lot of people find hopeless, and what are we going to do? You know what we need to do? We need to quit ourselves like men and women. The Bible says you're talking about endure hardness as a good soldier and stand up and fight and make sure that our nation is restored back to the foundations and the principles that it was founded upon. I think that's what we're doing.
Too many people bled for our freedoms to just roll over in the face of what's taking place. We're to live for those that died for us, 2 Corinthians 5:15, starting first and foremost with the Christ on Calvary.
You know, and it's interesting, and we do a lot of speaking events at tea parties and things, and you get these old veterans who have already fought wars and they fought for our country and they're still fighting. They're old men carrying on the baton still because they see the need. We want to see the younger generation rise up and we know that they're worth fighting for. So when you hear this ministry speak forth and give forth the truth, if you think, wow, I would wish I was hearing this on Sunday mornings in my pastor and my church, and I wish this message would get out to more people, please do support us. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and consider what you're hearing. Considering the truth it is that sets you free. And a lot of people today are not willing to speak forth and proclaim the truth as boldly as we do in this ministry. So we ask that you support this work. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Click on the Spread the Word button. You can support us on either a monthly basis or do a one-time donation. No amount is too big or too small, and we totally appreciate your support.
It's my understanding we're going to be in Minnesota on the 26th of this month. I know that we're going to be in Texas in September. I believe that we're looking at Michigan in August. And I believe right now, I don't know it to be true or not, but July is open. Is that true?
Yes, July is open. But
if people want to book us, what do they do?
That's right. If you want to call our office at 1-866-233-0747. Again, 1-866-233-0747. You can also email us at sonsoflibertyradio.com, and that will come directly to us. All it takes is a little spark to ignite a flame. If you say, hey, I would love to have this message come to my community, how do I even get started? If you have no clue or if you've done this before, it doesn't matter. Give us a phone call and we'll work around it to see what we can do to reach out to the people specifically in your area.
Thank you. Hey, Steve, caller from Minnesota. You've been hanging on for 18 minutes, just went over, seen you were there. You got about 45 seconds. What say you, my friend?
Well, happy birthday.
And, thank you.
I bought you for your birthday. There's a Teddy Roosevelt impersonator south of your place, so you can go down there and see him. the reason the right never wins is they always act as if it's a lost cause and it's going to stay a lost cause. The left always acts like it's going to be the way they want no matter what, and they always make it so. The right's got to start trying if they really want to have success.
Yeah, they should consider their kids in the fight in which we face. Steve, I totally appreciate it. Love you guys by what we do. 1 John 3:18. Talk to you in 20.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.